Welcome, everybody. This is Andy Mack for the Inside Pulse podcast here with wrestling icon Adam Pearce. So do you wrestle much in the SoCal area, or do you just kind of use that as your base of operations?
I moved out here like almost nine years ago now, and I did a lot with PWG when they first started, probably the first 2 years they were in business. I worked for Rick Bassman's UPW, who was a developmental territory for a while with WWE. And beyond that, I don't do a whole lot. There's one independent group down here in Southern California in suburban San Diego that I work for on a monthly basis or every 6 weeks or so. And that's mostly because I like the promoter and he's trying to get something. It's a very small operation, a real grassroots type of thing. But other than that, there's not a whole lot in California going on that really appeals to me. So, I mean,
you're not into doing the PWG thing anymore?
No, I really don't have any desire to do the PWG thing. You know, they do their own thing.
Well, they sold out recently with their retail DVD.
Yes, I saw that. And I'm expecting my royalty check soon.
I saw your match with Frankie Kazarian on the DVD. It's a bloody cage brawl, but it's a good time.
Yeah, that was from a long time ago, too, like 2004 or something.
Yes, I think it's 2004.
Yeah, I remember that match. We had, like, the worst cage that ever existed. It was, like, a really half-assed chicken wire thing, and it was held together by zip ties, and I was like, this is going to be fun. So, whatever. I like Frankie, and there's another guy, when I first moved out here, was just kind of, you know, just really kind of starting out, and I was making a good coin for TNA, and he's a hell of a nice guy, too.
Yeah, friends of friends with Frankie, and I've heard nothing but good things about him.
Yeah, he's good people. He really is.
He seems like a really good guy. So, enough about the past. What about the future for Adam Pearce? You have the immediate future with Mexico and trying to get the NWA belt back, but what's on your plate right now?
You know what? A whole lot of the same thing I've been doing for the last 3 years. I'll be with Ring of Honor until they won't have me anymore. Other than that, I don't really honestly have any aspirations to go any further. Further maybe isn't the right word. I don't have a desire necessarily to work for WWE or TNA. Lord knows I have enough friends in both companies, but I'm happy doing what I'm doing. I kind of make my own schedule, and I think last year I did like 82 dates, and that's quite a bit for someone who doesn't have necessarily a boss to answer to on the wrestling level. And making good money, I've got a family and live in San Diego, and I don't, you know, if I was to go to WWE, and Lord knows Punk, Cabana, and Kennedy have said to me a million times, just put our name on your tape, at least guarantee a look or a tryout, I wouldn't move to Tampa. I just wouldn't do it. I wouldn't relocate my family and go through that for the kind of money they're offering developmental-wise. And as far as TNA goes, Terry Taylor, who's there, who's afforded me any look at major money in wrestling that I've ever gotten, so I still thank him profusely for that. I don't know. I just haven't had the desire. I mean, I've watched their product on television a couple times, and it just hasn't grabbed me. So, I don't know. I think it's Ring of Honor, and then when Ring of Honor goes away and the NWA finally gets tired of me, it might be time for me to go away.
Well, hopefully that doesn't come too soon, you know.
Yeah, you
definitely
never
entertaining
know.
People, and people seem interested in watching Adam Pearce do his scrap iron gimmick, whatever it may be. So hopefully it'll be a little longer at least.
That's a good question. Whatever it may be, I'm not sure I know what it is, but, you know, it pays the bills, as they say. And the mortgages in Southern California are not cheap by any means, so I have to stick around for at least a little while longer.
Yeah, having grown up in the New York area, I do know what expensive housing is like, so.
There you go. You know exactly what I'm talking about then.
And I'm living on a teacher's salary, so it's not that different.
What do you teach?
I teach history.
Excellent. I was going to school. I was majoring in kinesiology, was probably going to become a health teacher. And that still may happen at some point, but we'll find out. We'll find out.
Good job. I'm coaching wrestling and working on the amateur side of things, so it's a good time.
Doesn't it piss you off, though, that the wages teachers make? It's unfair. It's absolutely ludicrous, ridiculous. It's just our country is ass backwards in that regard, completely.
It's the life I chose. Yeah, I'm sure that some people probably said that you were crazy for driving 20 hours and making negative $10. And
yeah, of course. No, of course. I'm not. You know, I'm not putting you down at all. I'm just saying, doesn't it piss you off?
Oh, it does.
Level?
I mean,
yeah.
It's something that one of those things that you just have to come to terms with and Yeah, I'll never get on TV for what I do unless I do something illegal. So, you know.
Yeah. And who knows? You may find something worth it.
That's true. And, you know, I do love teaching, and that's why I think that's why anyone should do a job, not to get too sappy, emotional, and preachy about anything. But
I agree with you. Agree with you 100%.
So I guess that'll take us to our time, and we'll bid the people that have taken the good time to listen to this podcast adieu and call it a day.